Quickening power of Christ quoted, as God raised Christ from the dead, that he might bring life and immortality to light through the gospel, and thus save his people from their sins, so Christ has raised fallen human beings from spiritual death, quickening them with his life, filling their hearts with hope and joy. C. A theme for study in eternity, it will take the whole of eternity for man to understand the plan of redemption. It will open to him line upon line, here a little and there a little. C. Boasting out of place quoted, human beings are in continual danger of boasting, of exalting self. Thus they reveal their weakness. The great change that is seen in the life of a sinner after his conversion is not brought about through any human goodness, therefore all human boasting is entirely out of place. C. Ceremonies end at the cross, the ceremonies connected with the services of the temple, prefiguring Christ in types and shadows, were taken away at the time of the crucifixion, because on the cross type met antitype in the death of the true and perfect offering, the Lamb of God. Christ, not the law, crucified, the law of the Ten Commandments lives and will live through the eternal ages. The need for the service of sacrifices and offerings ceased when type met antitype in the death of Christ. In him the shadow reached the substance. The Lamb of God was the complete and perfect offering. The law of God will maintain its exalted character as long as the throne of Jehovah endures. This law is the expression of God's character. Types and shadows, offerings and sacrifices had no virtue after Christ's death on the cross, but God's law was not crucified with Christ. Had it been, Satan would have gained all that he attempted to gain in heaven. For this attempt he was expelled from the heavenly courts. He fell, taking with him the angels he had deceived. And today he is deceiving human beings in regard to the law of God. An infamous lie of Satan, God did not make the infinite sacrifice of giving his only begotten Son to our world, to secure for man the privilege of breaking the commandments of God in this life and in the future eternal life. This is an infamous lie originated by Satan, which must be made to appear in its false, deceitful character. This law that Satan so much desires to have regarded null and void, is the great moral standard of righteousness. Any violation of it is an act of transgression against God, and will be visited with the penalty of the divine law. To all the inhabitants of the world who make void the law of Jehovah, and continue to live in transgression, death must surely come. The merits of Christ's name, we have access to God through the merits of the name of Christ, and God invites us to bring to him our trials and temptations, for he understands them all. He would not have us pour out our woes to human ears. Through the blood of Christ we may come to the throne of grace, and find grace to help in time of need. We may come with assurance, saying, "My acceptance is in the Beloved." For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. As an earthly parent encourages his child to come to him at all times, so the Lord encourages us to lay before him our wants and perplexities, our gratitude and love. Every promise is sure. Jesus is our surety and mediator, and has placed at our command every resource, that we may have a perfect character. The blood of Christ in ever-abiding efficacy is our only hope, for through his merits alone we have pardon and peace. When the efficiency of the blood of Christ becomes a reality to the soul through faith in Christ, the believer will let his light shine forth in good works, in bringing forth fruits unto righteousness. Lusterless stones without value, when I meditate upon this fountain of living power from which we may freely draw, I mourn that so many are losing the delight they might have in considering his goodness. To be sons and daughters of God, growing into an holy temple to the Lord, no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. This is our privilege. How amazed is heaven at the present condition of the church that could be so much to the world if every stone were in its proper place, a living stone to emit light. A stone that does not shine is worthless. That which constitutes the value of our churches is not dead, lusterless stones, but living stones, stones that catch the bright beams from the chief cornerstone, even the Sun of Righteousness, the bright glory in which are combined the beams of mercy and truth that have met together, of righteousness and peace that have kissed each other. See.